David's legacy, Solomon's, however, inheritance. Please note this is our last Putting Green until after Labor Day. Here's one of my favorite quotations that I've been using over and over. Inheritance is what we leave for someone. Legacy is what we leave in someone. Isaiah 45:3, I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord. Legacy deals, inheritance deals. When I was in business and did well on a real estate deal or a construction project, it was an absolute thrill. It puffed up my pride and showed everyone, especially me, just how smart and savvy I was, at least in my mind. But these days, the real thrill, the ultimate thrill, is seeing a man's life changed, and then him, his marriage, and his family transformed by Jesus. The fact that Jesus allows me to play a role in his process is a far greater thrill than anything I have ever experienced. Far greater? Ha! Business deals versus lives being transformed are not even in the same universe. Now, last week we saw the however caveats about Solomon's life. It is rarely a good thing when a however follows one's name. Imagine my headstone saying something like, here lies Sam Hunter. He gave his life and his life's work to Jesus. However, let's be frank, do any of my accomplishments really matter if they are followed by a however? If I am not a man after God's own heart, like King David, then perhaps any business and community accolades I received become only a shallow inheritance. My legacy is tarnished and diminished by the however. King David, legacy versus construction projects. You may recall that God does not let David build a house, his temple, for him, but instead he has in mind something far greater than a construction project, a forever house for David. 2 Samuel chapter 7, 11 through 13, the Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. God is saying to David, instead of you building a physical house for me, I am going to build you a spiritual forever house filled with your legacy. So, ask yourself, would I rather build a house, a legacy of eternal significance, or am I still working for an inheritance of eternal insignificance? If I am focused on a legacy that points to Jesus, then my focus will be on others and their insides. If I am stuck on inheritance, then my however focus will be on all my outsides. As Dallas Willard observed, anything that is not eternally significant is eternally insignificant.